This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're on the air. Do you want to keep going? David Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication, is with me on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead, David.
I know I speak for a lot of people when I say that the news of late has been very nerve-wracking. And I would ask you to stop talking about it.
It is the news, though, and it's important.
What I'm trying to tell you is...
Go ahead, tell me.
I'm having a personal problem with it. It's difficult for me to digest it all. And I never thought I'd say this, because I used to be a news director, and I always saw myself as someone who could handle it. But it's getting me very depressed.
Well, I don't know how I can stop talking about it.
I'm asking you to stop. I don't want you to keep talking about it, just as a personal favor. I'm very, very depressed. I mean, everything you're talking about, gas masks, you're talking about...
David, what is wrong?
I don't know.
What's wrong? I mean, you have always been a guy who told me how to go about doing the show.
That just doesn't make sense anymore. I can't handle anything anymore. I've had thoughts, I guess, in recent days. I can't.
What about? What thoughts?
I don't want to allow myself to utter the words. I'm just not dealing with things.
Well, if this is a personal thing about all the news that has been going on, a lot of people are having a hard time dealing with this. Maybe you ought to talk to somebody.
There's nobody I can talk to. It's like I don't feel like living.
All right, David, wait just a minute. You can't talk like that.
I don't want to be dramatic, okay?
You can't talk like that. You cannot say things like, I don't feel like living.
But it's just that recently I've thought about... Then please, God forgive me, taking my own life.
You can't go there, man, okay? That's stuff, life, events, everything that happens to us happens. And you know, like my wife likes to say, it is what it is. I mean, every day you get out of bed and you're dealt this hand. Here's the hand we're dealt with. Today's the hand, okay? If you play poker?
Yeah.
This is the hand we got to play with.
For a guy that's, I've made a career in news. I can't even handle hearing the news that's been coming around lately. I've done everything I can with my career. I've built one of the greatest stables of talent in the business.
I can't believe I'm hearing you say this, and you're saying it on the air. I mean, not that I mind, but you've been the guy that has been the guiding light in my career.
I built radio stations. I don't know if I've made any difference. Have I changed anybody's life? I would say the events of September the 11th answer with a resounding no.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? It's not your fault.
Phil, I'm not doing very well. I guess I want to say goodbye.
Wait a second. You have been good for me. Your input has been good for me. You've been good for my career, okay? Dan, you can't call me up and say, I want to say goodbye. That's overly dramatic. I don't believe that you mean it. I don't want to hear it. You've helped me. You've helped a lot of people.
I haven't done anything.
Yes, you have. David, come here. I want to talk to you for a minute because I can hear you putting the phone down or something.
I haven't done it.
Come here, David. Come back to the phone, all right? If you got his alternate line, call his cell line, okay? Because I can hear him. He's still there. Don't call his cell phone. I think he's on the phone. David, come back to the thing, okay? I want you to come back to the phone, all right? All right, that was a shot. I heard a shot. I heard a gunshot. I heard a gunshot. David... Do you hear anybody on the line? Would you please call his alternate line, first of all, and forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Call his alternate line, all right? And do that right now, yeah, without talking to anybody else. I heard a shot. Make sure... No, wait.
Phil?
David, is that you?
Yeah.
What was that I heard?
I was only kidding.
What I heard was a gunshot.
But I'm here.
Well, are you all right?
I told you, I'm only kidding. I didn't shoot myself.
Well, what are you doing?
I was kidding. I didn't shoot myself.
Well, you called up in obvious depression, I thought.
I'm fine. I'm not depressed. But you were buying it, weren't you? Phil?
Yes, I was buying it. What did you do?
This show, see, this shows you how to break the tension. The great radio theater that comes from it.
Great radio? You faked a suicide on my show.
That's right. I wanted you to do it. You refused.
Of course I refused that. In the middle of what's going on, for me to fake a suicide would be an extremely bad taste.
Well, you were wrong. This cuts the tension. There's people out there that feel better.
Let's just keep in mind what just happened. You came on my show, said you were depressed, had me believing it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then a gunshot. What was that?
It was a sound effect.
What are you, in the studio or something?
No, I'm at home. I'm in my studio at home. But see what I'm saying? This teaches people how not to take life too seriously.
Well, thank you, Captain Kangaroo.
Hey, look, don't blame me because you're stupid.
Oh, now I'm stupid. What about the people who are scared? You know the frayed nerves that are out there? You said it. There's people out there that might have thought you were killing yourself.
Yeah, but now they know it's a joke. They know now that sometimes what you think is bad stuff is actually light comedy.
Oh, well, it's light comedy now.
You know, you think you're the only guy who writes comedy around here. Well, excuse me, Chris Rock.
You could have scared somebody.
Well, if I scared somebody, they don't know how to laugh at life.
You could have freaked some people out.
Then they don't know how to laugh at life.
Fake a suicide, scare everybody to death, then tell him or her to look at the bright side.
You got to start getting this audience together. They're too serious.
And you were only kidding.
That's right. Give out the phone number and do your show and quit being dramatic.
You were the guy that comes on here.
Give out the phone number. Give out the phone number.
1-800-449-8686.
Whose show is it?
It's the Phil Hendry Show, where my... David Hall, one of my executives on this show, came on, said he was depressed, didn't want to live, gunshot.
Freak out, didn't I?
Yeah, you freaked me out. Yes, you did. Congratulations.
That's what I mean. And now this puts everything into perspective.
What does?
The fact that I faked my own suicide. It puts everything that...
Let me ask you something. I'm very, very serious. How does this put things into perspective?
What it does is it basically says that life can be worse. You think it's bad now. It could have been worse with me blowing my brains out. See? And you were scared. You were about ready to call 911 and everything. How do you feel now?
I feel like a jackass.
Well, you probably sound like a jackass.
So what we did here is we came on my show to make me look like a jackass.
No, I came on the show to break all the tension. Everybody's upset about gas masks and all the stuff that's going on. Lighten up. Talk about some, you know, Jennifer Lopez has got married. Friends, you were talking about Friends the other night.
We're talking about all of that stuff. We're talking about everything. But for you to scare me half to freaking death...
Lighten up, will you?
Yeah, you told me to lighten up. Well, you got a gunshot, sound effects, you're depressed, you don't want to live.
Oh, so now you're going to be pissed.
Yeah, I'm a little bit pissed.
Give out the phone numbers. I want to get some calls up, because I can't talk to you when you're like this.
Oh, you can't talk to me when I'm like this. You come on this program, you crank it.
What do you mean, crank it?
You come on here and tell me there's something that's true and it isn't true.
Give out your phone number.
Hey, I don't need to be reminded, okay?
Then give it out. You gave it out one time.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Do your break.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Daddy, telling me how to do everything. Schaefer, if you had anything to do with this, so help me God. What? 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell me how to do it, though.
No, but it's radio theater.
You fake a suicide on the air. I don't know that you call that radio theater or a cruel hoax.
Well, you know something? You can sit and judge, but what I did was more compelling than I heard you talk, anything you talking about.
Like what? Like I was talking...
You were talking about wasps and your barbecue and a lot of baloney. I think you need to understand the difference between getting an audience to listen and keeping them by the radio.
So you come on here, you scare the crap out of me. Do you care about me?
Just take a phone call, Phil, because I've been listening to you getting upset. Take a phone call.
Well, I guess that's what it's all about. Here is Trudy on the Phil Hendry Show. Trudy?
Hi.
Hi.
That is the most unfunny thing I have ever heard in my life. And I don't know what the hell's wrong with that guy.
Unfunny?
I can't. Did you ever put into perspective.
Huh,
do you know anybody that ever committed suicide?
No.
Did anybody that you love ever commit suicide?
Well,
can I tell you how unfunny? I'm driving home from work. I had to pull off to the side of the road because my stomach
Look at that.
Was so upset.
See what is wrong with you?
I thought for sure you had done it.
I cut the tension of what has
you
been otherwise.
You cut the tension. You raised the tension about.
Hey, Trudy, I need for you to turn your, you turn your radio down, okay?
Oh, I thought I had it all the way
Anybody
down.
These people turn their radio down.
All right, well, what we're talking about here, this woman experienced the suicide of a friend.
Well, did it sound realistic?
Yes.
There you go.
I totally believe.
Congratulations, man. It sounded realistic.
I mean, you must have really been trying to, I just can't even imagine.
What I'm trying to do is show you just how bad things can be.
Well, she already knows she had a friend kill herself.
Well, but the rest of the people.
I'm sitting here like a dumbass telling Mike to call your cell phone, trying to get 911 on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, I was like sick to my stomach.
It was a riot.
You are so sick. I don't understand it.
Well, if I'm sick, I'll tell you. If I'm sick, then what's been going on lately is really sick.
Well, welcome to the world. Yeah, it's really sick.
The stuff in New York.
Yeah, that's really, really sick.
That's not sicker than me.
You pulling a hoax and pretending like you committed suicide? No, I would probably the World Trade Center terror attacks are worse.
That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? Put it into perspective.
Everybody knows those were bad, man. You trying to kill yourself just makes... Never mind.
Yeah, see, you can't explain it because you don't understand the dynamic.
The dynamic? Stephanie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Stephanie.
Hi, this is Stephanie from Salt Lake.
Go ahead, ma'am.
And I go along with what Trudy's saying. That totally... I was so into that guy and felt so bad for him in the beginning. And then when I found out it was just a joke,
right? It was.
I seriously was shaking and like sick to my stomach. And if it affected us that way, how many others are out there?
Well, how did you feel when I said I was kidding, though?
I was pissed. I was ready to wring your neck.
Well, see, but you were.
And
pissed.
It didn't take anything away from what was going on. It made me feel like you...
Doesn't it give you perspective on how crappy life can be?
No,
no,
it doesn't.
I already know how crappy life can be. I don't need you to pull some more crap.
In other words, suppose somebody had called the police. Suppose we had gotten the police to go over to your house to find out if you were okay. Now we got cops wasting their time, and you're just joking around.
Yeah, yeah.
You're playing like, phone games.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like
I don't
people who have had, people who have committed suicide, I had a... My ex-husband's nephew committed suicide and dealing with that.
How did he do it?
Never mind how he did it.
I'm not going to tell you how he did it.
I'm asking you if it sounded realistic the way I did mine.
No, it was worse than that.
Was
than
he on
that,
the phone?
But
was he on the phone?
That's disgusting.
Was he on the phone?
That's disgusting.
The gunshot effect that I used.
You know what, though?
Get out of there with the freaking gunshot.
It sounded real. It sounded real to me, and I was waiting to see if they could get you on the phone to make sure it wasn't real.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
She's not paying you a compliment,
but now
man, okay?
Yeah, she thinks it's funny. See, that's what I'm talking about.
She don't think it's funny.
Don't you think it's funny?
I hung up on her.
Oh, now we see which side of the bread the butter's on. So the minute she starts thinking it's funny, you hang up on her.
I'm hanging up on her. I'm hanging up on her to get to another call. Shirley, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, this is Shirley calling from Jackson, Michigan.
Yes, Shirley. Go ahead.
This is David Hall in Los Angeles.
What was that?
This is David G. Hall in Sherman Oaks, California.
Well, I'm calling from Jackson, Michigan, and I...
Well, I'm in Sherman Oaks, California.
So what?
Well, so what? You're in Jackson, Michigan.
You ought to be put on a rocket and sent out to outer space, and besides that, you ought to be fired for doing such a ridiculous thing on the radio.
Kidding.
You're an absolute idiot.
I'm going to give you a prize if you can guess which caliber this bullet is. Is that a 45 or a...
What are you trying to do?
I don't even want to talk about your bullet.
My bullet? No bullet.
You're stupid.
Ma'am, didn't it cut the tension there in Jackson, Michigan?
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've ever called a radio talk show, and
there
I want
go.
To tell you something else.
You can weigh in.
I listened to Savage on this radio for months and months and months and months, and I'm going to request that he be put back on here.
No, we fired him.
Yeah. Well, you made a mistake.
He stinks.
You made
Wait
another
a second.
Mistake.
Well,
that's
let me
two mistakes you've made so far.
Now, you've never called a radio show before,
no,
right?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you think you could do it again?
Maybe.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
What do you want me to call that for?
Well, that's the number to Michael Savage. Call that number back. Say that you're Shirley from Jackson, Michigan, and you want to talk to him.
I want to talk to Savage?
Do you want to talk to him?
Where is he?
Hold on for a minute.
What are you doing now?
Hold on.
Mike Savage, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this Savage?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know why you're not on the radio on 970 in Jackson, Michigan.
Well, I'm not a professional broadcaster, as you probably know. I'm primarily in academia.
Yes.
And I just got so sick to not you, Shirley. You're great, but most of the people that call are so stupid. I go home and weep. I cry.
Well, I can imagine that.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying, Shirley? But I do appreciate you. I can't stand it any longer.
I just want
Plus,
to
the,
know
you know the other
I
problem. The other problem I've got, Shirley. Michael Reagan is a better host than me. He's more talented and he's more entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you
and
what.
And Rush Limbaugh too.
Yeah, I like Rush Limbaugh too.
Yeah. Well, you know the other thing, Shirley, is I got tired of stealing Limbaugh's act.
Stealing what?
Stealing Rush Limbaugh's show. I mean, I'm using all of his material.
No.
Yeah. No, I did. I can't take it anymore, Shirley. Goodbye.
Look at that. You made Michael Savage blow his brains out.
Oh, will you quit fooling around? Debbie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Debbie, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hi, Debbie, Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Debbie, Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hi. Vicky, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
You think that old bag thought that...
Never mind.
That was really Michael Savage?
Whose idea was this?
What?
The suicide trick.
That was my idea. And the reason why I had the idea is I wanted to lighten the mood among the listeners and the public after all this bad news.
So
that
you
doesn't
come
lighten
on...
the mood. It makes the mood heavier. And I want to turn my radio station so I don't have to hear that crap again.
What, a suicide?
Yeah, are you crazy?
How am I crazy? What's more compelling than someone threatening to kill himself? Nothing.
That's
you
not
see,
compelling.
Guy,
it's sad.
A guy ready to jump off of a bridge, what happens? A crowd gathers.
Hey,
why?
I'm
going to
go turn CNN on the TV now because I don't want to hear this crap from you. You're insane.
Well, you should. There's someone blowing their brains out on there right now.
Need to see a psychiatrist.
Greta Van Susteren's going to kill herself.
Okay, that's it. And you do need a psychiatrist, David.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, Phil.
Oh, so
that's all I got to say.
In other words, the two of you are qualified psychoanalysts. Is that it?
No, I'm. No,
actually,
I don't have
I might
to be.
Be, but it doesn't matter because
no,
you have
No, I don't have
problems.
To be. You're out of your mind faking a suicide.
Wolf Blitzer just blew his brains out.
Real funny man.
So I hope you get a better producer than that. I got to go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Gotta go. She's got to go and call her shrink. Yellow.
She hung up, as I have to do now, okay? And that woman, that poor woman in Jackson, Michigan, I'd like her to know right now, that was not Michael Savage, okay?
Yes, it was. He blew his brains out.
No, he did not. Even though he did steal Rush Limbaugh's act. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm telling you, what was... That's that sound effect again. Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me.